Homeless advocates have announced a class action lawsuit against the City of Seattle and the State Department of Transportation. KUOW's Kate Walters has details.
The lawsuit takes issue with the way the city and state clear homeless encampments, specifically the way they deal with possessions during these so-called sweeps. The plaintiffs say the City and State Department of Transportation seize and often destroy the possessions of homeless people during sweeps without adequate notice. And they say that's a violation of rights. Doug Honig is a spokesperson for the ACLU of Washington. They're representing the plaintiffs.
Too often, government treats homeless people in practice as if they don't have the same rights as everybody else. And somebody living outdoors has the same right to their property as somebody living in a house does. And that's what this lawsuit is about.
The lawsuit states that property seized in sweeps is often crucial to the survival of people living on the streets, including tents and sleeping bags. In a statement, the Washington State Department of Transportation says safety remains their number one priority, and those camping on WashDOT property are putting themselves and others at risk. The state says they continue to work to provide compassionate outreach to those experiencing homelessness. Seattle City Attorney's Office says they have not yet received the lawsuit. I'm Kate Walters, KUOW News.